interview for king and country. Bhutan ambassador to Thailand, Gesang Wangdi, talks about his down-to-earth monarch and the challenges ahead for the developing country. In an interview with the Bangkok Post, he shared his thoughts on issues that his country faces. His Majesty King Jigme is young and hugely popular with today's generation. In your opinion, how do you think he has impacted the lives of Bhutanese youth? He is very accessible and passionate. He always shows respect to everyone. We have seen him walking on foot for days, carrying his personal belongings on his back, while visiting villages and talking with locals. He has a compassionate heart and is known to help people in need. When it is brought to his attention that someone is landless, he gets to the bottom of why that is so and makes sure the person is immediately allocated land. So, he uses his power as monarch to manage problems? While he has the power to decide on things, it has to be used under the law. He does a very important job as a constitutional head and defender of the Constitution. Using his knowledge, he can intervene in issues concerning elections, governance, and lawmaking. In the case of landless people, he tries to help them by speeding up the often lengthy government procedure. He steps in to help when he sees a problem. When his subjects face personal calamities in their lives, such as a fire, an airplane crash, or an earthquake, he's always the first person to assist them in getting their lives back to normal. He takes it on himself to ensure the families are looked after, houses are built, and asks the government to allocate resources to people affected. He takes action genuinely out of his own initiative. His selfless nature and caring heart is what inspires our young people. Our young king also lives a very simple life. He cycles every day and stays in a simple cottage. When he was a prince, he went to ordinary schools in the capital, wore a school uniform, and ate and mingled with other students. He did very well and then went to study at Oxford. When I met him in the UK, he looked like an ordinary student. Nothing about him said he was royal. He got his degree in economics by hard work and commitment. Your economy has kept growing rapidly. Isn't it fast enough to absorb new recruits to the working field? That's true, but the thing is, our government is very successful in pushing literacy and education. We established an excellent education system. Our instructional media is English. As a result, the literacy rate is very high. We have almost 900 Bhutanese students studying in Thailand. Similarly, we have young people in India, the US, Australia, and the EU, and they all want to return to Bhutan after completing their education. How can we find careers for all these highly educated people in the economy? Though there are job openings at the corporate level, I would say we also need education tailored more towards basic careers, such as ones found in the service industry. We encourage young people to take vocational training, whether this means being an electrician or plumber, so their expertise can match needs in the economy.